How do we reach this point? What constitutes a plague of mice?
Okay, so technically a plague is characterised by greater than 800 mice per hectare. But the path to getting to that point where you have those big numbers of mice is all about food availability. So if we take a couple of steps back to 2016, when we had an absolute bumper harvest across most of the southern cropping zones, meant that we ended up with a lot of food on the ground available for mice and really big stubbles that provided them with a lot of shelter. And they bred up to very high numbers at that point. And those numbers have continued to persist at a relatively high level to the extent that we're very concerned about what might be happening for the sowing of 2018.
Well, that's interesting to me. I mean, based on my very brief reading of this one, these ones occur roughly every 4 years we see a potential mouse plague. It kind of seems to me like that's a little bit of a double-edged sword. You get a good harvest, but you get an increased risk of a plague of mice, therefore taking down your next harvest.
Yeah, so it's interesting. So the amount of damage that they cause to the following harvest is probably not as great or as big an issue. It's certainly an issue. There's no doubt about that. But the real damage occurs at when farmers are sowing the crop in the autumn, and mice get switched on to the freshly sown lines of crop, and they actually run up those furrow lines and pick all the freshly sown seeds out of the furrows.
Yeah, again, I've seen a little bit of reading here that Australia's worst ever mouse plague was in 1993 and caused an estimated $96 million worth of damage. So even though it is lesser than the potential rewards, certainly there is a potential for a really serious loss for farmers when facing one of these mouse plagues.
Yeah, so during the sowing of the 2017 crop, when mouse numbers were still really high, there are reports of some farmers spending $100,000 on bait alone. And there were anecdotal reports of, in some situations, farmers having to re-sow their crop up to three times to get the crop established because mice had stolen all of that freshly sown seed. So this is a really significant problem for farmers.
So are there any particular areas that are more at risk?
So at the moment, we're getting pretty consistent reports from a fair area of the southern cropping region, so that's through southern New South Wales into western and northwestern Victoria, and then across through a fair area of South Australia, of higher than expected numbers of mice for this time of the year.
So as we say, this is a known risk. This is something that some farmers have to account for in terms of their seeding and in terms of the bait they put out. Is there real ways of preventing a mouse plague?
So at the moment, no, there's not. So what we're about and what this project that the GRDC have funded is about collecting the information that we need to run mathematical models to predict the likelihood of an outbreak of mice. So at least then we can have farmers prepared about what might be going to happen in the future, and so they can be a bit proactive about controlling the number of mice that they have in their cropping systems.
And I would imagine when we look at those kind of numbers, you're also looking at, the recovery period as well. When we see these plagues, I guess, die out, the mice eat up the available food and then sort of, obviously nature takes its course. What does the recovery actually look like?
So I actually haven't lived through a mouse plague, but one of the really important things that I've noticed about people that talk about mouse plagues is that, A, they never forget. Nobody ever forgets living through a mouse plague because there's such a high social impact. But the other thing that people relate is that, one day they've got mice at incredibly high numbers and the next day they've disappeared. And we think what happens is that that's a combination of extremely high densities of mice leading to rapid spread of disease, but they also use up all of the food in the system. And at that point, they start to cannibalize each other and mouse numbers crash away very quickly.
That sounds absolutely extraordinary. Very apocalyptic sort of scenario there for the mice.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Well, Steve, really do appreciate you joining us this morning, having a bit of a chat with us about this one.
Okay, that was an absolute pleasure.